In the second quarter of this year, South Africa's unemployment rate grew from 32.6% to 34.4%. That is close to 8 million people unemployed. However, when the number of those who have given up looking for jobs is added, the expanded unemployment rate sits at an uncomfortable 44.4% for a total of 11.9 million people. Initially, this led to targeting of foreign drivers, looting of foreign-owned businesses, and xenophobic violence. However, the recent indiscriminate looting of shopping malls, banks, and other businesses seems to have prompted government action. Labor Minister Thulasi Ngesi told reporters his department is finalizing a policy to limit the number of foreign nationals employed in non-critical skills areas such as restaurants, hotels, private security, agriculture, retail, and many others.
These employers, they employ the foreign nationals not because they love them. They employ them in order to undermine the labor standards. They employ them because they know they are very desperate. They are ready to take anything. Even if it means the rate is going at 50 rand, they can employ them at 5 rand.
Speaking at the same media briefing, Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi revealed that the government is working on a new critical skills list with the only jobs where foreign nationals can be employed if no qualified South African is available.
These skills like driving and all that are not on the list of critical skills, definitely not. And we do not foresee a situation where even in the new one, there will be.
Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula sought to reassure local truck drivers who have frequently protested the employment of foreign drivers in the sector.
The amendment to the regulations are now before Parliament for comment as required by law, and we anticipate to publish amended regulations by the end of November 2021.
South Africa is host to millions of foreign nationals who have left their countries to seek employment, with most lacking critical skills. Nqabutho Mabena, an executive member of the African Diaspora Forum and chairman of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, told VOA that the government's move will be a blow to many migrants.
In coming up with a quota, would the African Diaspora Forum want to engage with the Minister of Labour and the other stakeholders, because it is becoming clearer to us that the issue might not necessarily be presence of foreign nationals in the industry because the numbers are low.
The government has said it won't implement any discriminatory policies and will ensure that foreign nationals with permission to work in South Africa enjoy the full protection of the Constitution. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.